that's something that is very dangerous for our country.
As part of legislation to fund the federal government passed Friday, Democrats want protection from deportation for immigrants brought here illegally as kids. President Trump canceled the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program effective in March. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, we've got a raw winter's forecast for the next few days, and it gets a little bit more complicated later in the week. For today, a cold, wet day, a little breezy, the rain mostly light, temperatures steady or falling. I think we'll reach the low 40s by this afternoon. Tonight, a cold rain, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely, high in the mid-40s at best. Late Thursday night, there could be a brief interruption in the rain before another surge of precipitation comes in Friday morning. On Friday, rain mixed with a little bit of wet snow, temperatures steady around 39. Accumulation is not likely. Then a cold day Saturday, but the sun is back out, high in the upper 40s, and a cold night Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Four employees of a Montgomery's doctor's office have been indicted in an ongoing pill mill investigation. Lillian Akwuba, Julio Delgado, Stephen Cox, and Elizabeth Cronier have been indicted on 87 combined counts. These indictments go along with Dr. Gilberto Sanchez and his family practice office on the Atlanta Highway. State homicide investigators have arrested two people, LaDaniel Tuck and Latone Daniel. Detectives say Tuck and Daniel face murder charges for the shooting death of 87-year-old Thomas Chandler. Robbery was the motive. And Governor Kay Ivey's office says Alabama has received a $1.5 million grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. The grant will help pre-K through third grade early learning programs in the state. Schools participating in the program will have access to education specialists who will help teachers implement instructional practices in the classroom. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Good afternoon, folks. It's DJ Fresh for Blue Water Broadcasting, and yes, I know the weather is a little rainy and cold, but guess what? It's still a great day to come out and give, right? We're doing it real big right now for the holiday food drive to benefit the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We want you to swing on out here and bring your non-perishable food items. We're talking canned goods, dry goods, also donations. You can bring them by right here at Hetty. I'm located here at Hetty on Vaughn Road. In fact, the address is 5026 Vaughn Road, right here next to Wendy's. I'll be here until 1 p.m. where you can bring your non-perishable food items right here. All right, it is the Christmas time, Christmas spirit, and we're all getting into the time of giving right now, and we want you to do the same. Bring your non-perishable food donations right now, and we are going to help those needy families for the holidays. Once again, I'm located right here at Hetty, which is 5026 Vaughn Road. You can also hit up Micah. His name is Micah. You can call him at 334-398-8691. They got great deals right here at Hetty. I'll be here until 1 p.m. taking those non-perishable food items, folks. It's yours truly, DJ Fresh, broadcasting live from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey, Joe, what'd you get for Christmas?
Fishing pole and a boat. You?
Oh, really? Well, my wife got me a marina and a ton of Ariat clothes.
How'd you swing new Ariat clothes?
My wife said Boot Barn has $10 off Ariat jeans and men's Ariat woven shirts.
Lucky. Wish I had a wife.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Did you know that you can save hundreds of dollars by switching your auto insurance to Liberty Mutual Insurance? Think about what you can do with that extra money. I know what I would do. I would make some travel plans and visit family back home because there's nothing like being home for the holidays. And I'll show up with a big old bag of gifts, too. What would you do with your extra cash if you saved hundreds by switching to Liberty Mutual? This message brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Savings vary. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
SunTrust Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS number 2915, is an equal housing lender. For full licensing information, visit suntrust.com/mortgage. Behind every mortgage is a dream. A family spending the holidays together. Memories, both old and new. At SunTrust Mortgage, we believe that behind every mortgage should be a bank you can trust. Not just to help you find the best rates, but to guide you through each step and give you the best information. To inform you of all your options, so you can make smart financial decisions and confidently plan for your future. Because the right mortgage can make a big difference when it comes to making your money work for you. With SunTrust Mortgage, you'll get a partner who is personally involved. An expert that doesn't look at your mortgage as just paperwork and monthly payments, but sees it for what it really is. Your home. SunTrust. Confidence starts here. For a free consultation on how you can still benefit from historically low rates, call 1-800-402-7135. That's 1-800-402-7135. 1-800-402-7135.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. 39 degrees outside. The president's about to speak. Let's go to the president live.
When I came into office, I promised to look at the world's challenges with open eyes and very fresh thinking. We cannot solve our problems by making the same failed assumptions and repeating the same failed strategies of the past. All challenges demand new approaches. My announcement today marks the beginning of a new approach to conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. In 1995, Congress adopted the Jerusalem Embassy Act, urging the federal government to relocate the American embassy to Jerusalem and to recognize that that city, and so importantly, is Israel's capital. This act passed Congress by an overwhelming bipartisan majority and was reaffirmed by unanimous vote of the Senate only 6 months ago. Yet for over 20 years, every previous American president has exercised the law's waiver, refusing to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem or to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital city. Presidents issued these waivers under the belief that delaying the recognition of Jerusalem would advance the cause of peace. Some say they lacked courage, but they made their best judgments based on facts as they understood them at the time. Nevertheless, the record is in. After more than two decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result. Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Acknowledging this is a fact is a necessary condition for achieving peace. It was 70 years ago that the United States, under President Truman, recognized the state of Israel. Ever since then, Israel has made its capital in the city of Jerusalem, the capital the Jewish people established in ancient times. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of the modern Israeli government. It is the home of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, as well as the Israeli Supreme Court. It is the location of the official residence of the Prime Minister and the President. It is the headquarters of many government ministries. For decades, visiting American presidents, secretaries of state, and military leaders have met their Israeli counterparts in Jerusalem, as I did on my trip to Israel earlier this year. Jerusalem is not just the heart of three great religions, but it is now also the heart of one of the most successful democracies in the world. Over the past seven decades, the Israeli people have built a country where Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and people of all faiths are free to live and worship according to their conscience and according to their beliefs. Jerusalem is today and must remain a place where Jews pray at the Western Wall, where Christians walk the Stations of the Cross, and where Muslims worship at Al-Aqsa Mosque. However, through all of these years, presidents representing the United States have declined to officially recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In fact, we have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all. But today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. It is also the right thing to do. It's something that has to be done. That is why, consistent with the Jerusalem Embassy Act, I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This will immediately begin the process of hiring architects, engineers, and planners so that a new embassy, when completed, will be a magnificent tribute to peace. In making these announcements, I also want to make one point very clear. This decision is not intended in any way to reflect a departure from our strong commitment to facilitate a lasting peace agreement. We want an agreement that is a great deal for the Israelis and a great deal for the Palestinians. We are not taking a position of any final status issues, including the specific boundaries of the Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem or the resolution of contested borders. Those questions are up to the parties involved. The United States remains deeply committed to helping facilitate a peace agreement that is acceptable to both sides. I intend to do everything in my power to help forge such an agreement. Without question, Jerusalem is one of the most sensitive issues in those talks. The United States would support a two-state solution if agreed to by both sides. In the meantime, I call on all parties to maintain the status quo at Jerusalem's holy sites, including the Temple Mount, also known as Haram al-Sharif. Above all, our greatest hope is for peace, the universal yearning in every human soul. With today's action, I reaffirm my administration's longstanding commitment to a future of peace and security for the region. There will, of course, be disagreement and dissent regarding this announcement. But we are confident that ultimately, as we work through these disagreements, we will arrive at a peace and a place far greater in understanding and cooperation. This sacred city should call forth the best in humanity, lifting our sights to what it is possible, not pulling us back and down to the old fights that have become so totally predictable. Peace is never beyond the grasp of those willing to reach it. So today we call for calm, for moderation, and for the voices of tolerance to prevail over the purveyors of hate. Our children should inherit our love, not our conflicts. I repeat the message I delivered at the historic and extraordinary summit in Saudi Arabia earlier this year. The Middle East is a region rich with culture, spirit, and history. Its people are brilliant, proud, and diverse, vibrant, and strong. But the incredible future awaiting this region is held at bay by bloodshed, ignorance, and terror. Vice President Pence will travel to the region in the coming days to reaffirm our commitment to work with partners throughout the Middle East to defeat radicalism that threatens the hopes and dreams of future generations. It is time for the many who desire peace to expel the extremists from their midst. It is time for all civilized nations and people to respond to disagreement with reasoned debate, not violence. And it is time for young and moderate voices all across the Middle East to claim for themselves a bright and beautiful future. So today, let us rededicate ourselves to a path of mutual understanding and respect. Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds to possible and possibilities. And finally, I ask the leaders of the region, political and religious, Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian and Muslim, to join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was interesting. Whenever we're having something going on in the Middle East, who do we always call on? Dr. David Sorensen. Dr. Sorensen, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Well, let's talk about the impact of this. How big of a deal is this, and what do you think the fallout will be from this announcement?
It's a big deal because one of the three demands that the Palestinians have made for a two-state solution is that Jerusalem be the capital, at least East Jerusalem be the capital of a Palestinian state. And they say this for religious reasons. So most of the leaders in the Muslim world, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, have condemned the agreement and said it will lead to violence. I suspect it will. The Palestinians have called for 3 days of rage. What that means will probably be somewhat ugly. But it's path-breaking in that the United States has never recognized Israel or Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I would disagree with the president on one point. We recognize Tel Aviv as the capital. That's where the embassy is located. But the position of the United States has been until 1995 that it's up to international mediation to determine what the capital of Israel should be and what the status of Jerusalem should be. 1995, as the president pointed out, Congress passed legislation that has essentially bought land and requires the embassy to be moved. But presidents, from President Clinton through the Bush, both Bush presidents and Obama have essentially signed a waiver saying it's not the right time to do this. So in many ways, this is path-breaking.
And I was kind of surprised at how many presidents have wanted to do this but didn't do it, even going all the way back to Gerald Ford. Let's play a piece of Bush and Obama talking about Jerusalem being recognized.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as its capital.
Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
Dr. Sorensen, what's in Tel Aviv? Because in the Knesset and their Supreme Court and where the Prime Minister lives and resides, their equivalent of the White House, isn't all that in Jerusalem?
It is in Jerusalem. Israel declared in 1950 that it will no longer be Tel Aviv, it will be Jerusalem. But that's controversial because the founding Zionists of Israel were very concerned about making Jerusalem the capital. They said, first of all, it's kind of it's a backwater place, it's too religious, Tel Aviv is modern, it's our future. But partly to bring on board the religious Jews, David Ben-Gurion issued this declaration that we will make Jerusalem the capital. But the reality is that it's really West Jerusalem that is the capital. It's the big part of Jerusalem. It's the modern part. And that's where the Knesset, the ministries, the museums, and really all of the Israeli government, including the president's house where I've been, they're all located in Jerusalem. But what's interesting is that of the 58 countries that recognize Israel, none of them has an embassy in Jerusalem. All of the embassies are in Tel Aviv.
Why do they do that?
Well, because there are a couple of reasons. They agree with the position taken by the United States that the status of Jerusalem ought to be determined by an independent commission. Possibly it's an open city. It's a religious city administered by the members of the three faiths that are regarded as a holy place. But we cannot acknowledge the Israeli declaration of Jerusalem as the capital. And the second reason is that in 1967, the Israelis took the old city of Jerusalem, essentially East Jerusalem, by force. And the United States and most other countries refused to recognize territory seized by force. Now, there are exceptions to that, but that's the position that the rest of the world has really taken.
Now, there were some countries that I kind of thought were odd that they were upset about this. China, for example. Why would China be concerned about this?
Well, because China's trying to build stronger relations with the Arab world. And there's a lot of trade going on between China and Saudi Arabia, for example. China buys a lot of its petroleum from the Arab world. And so it's politically expedient for China, as well as Russia, to in many ways, take the side of the Arab countries against this move.
And where the Jerusalem is divided into four sectors, right?
Right. Well, the old city is. Jerusalem's a complicated city. Think of it, first of all, as the big west part of Jerusalem, which is where it's really the city that the Israelis built. And then the eastern part of Jerusalem, which includes the old city, which is about 4.7 square kilometers, a very small place. But that's the lightning rod, because that's the home of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It's the home of the Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall, and it's the home of what the president correctly called Harim al-Sharif, the noble enclosure, which includes a site where Muslims believe that the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven the last time and received the final revelations of the Quran.
And that's the Dome of the Rock?
That's the Dome of the... Well, yeah, it's the Dome of the Rock, and it's also El-Aqsa Mosque, which the president got right. And, you know, good for him for doing his homework, because that is really the place where Muslims believe it's the third most important sacred place in Islam.
And so Medina and Mecca, or Mecca's the first, Medina's the second, and then Jerusalem's the third?
Jerusalem is the third, right.
Wow.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, what's interesting is that the Quran is very unspecific about that. The Quran refers to the city in the north. They don't really call it Jerusalem. And some Jews have said, the Quran doesn't say Jerusalem. Why are you claiming it? It could be Damascus, which, you know, is a good point.
Now, it's going to take a long time to actually establish an embassy there. Is this kind of we're going to announce it, but it doesn't... Nothing's really going to happen for, say, 6-7 years?
I think that's correct. To build an embassy to current embassy standards in the Middle East will take many years and many millions of dollars. It is extraordinarily complicated to build an embassy at all. I was in the embassy in Jordan last year, for example. The embassy was built in the 90s. They're still working on it. They're building a massive new part of it to enhance security. There's land, and the U.S. pays Israel the equivalent of 99 cents a year for rent on that land. But to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Israel will be a very, very long-term and very expensive undertaking. Now, some have suggested that the U.S. consulate, there is a consulate in Jerusalem, that could be turned into the embassy. The problem is, I've been to the consulate many times, it's an old house. It's not secure. And it would not pass even the most fundamental tests for embassy security. So this will be a very expensive, long-term situation. Now, if the president delays it, I would argue it doesn't really matter. He's made the announcement that the embassy will move, and in many ways that has already started the controversy.
And when I was studying this, there are over 1,000 employees in our embassy in Tel Aviv.
Right.
And so that's a pretty large footprint. Have you been to that embassy?
I've been to the embassy many times, and I really can't talk about what's inside, but I can tell you it is a huge embassy. It has a great deal of security. A lot of the employees are Israeli citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to be moved, obviously, to Jerusalem, or the U.S. would have to hire others. There's not that many Americans who actually work in any embassy. The majority of employees actually are foreign nationals. But, yeah, there's a lot of people. It's a big embassy. It's not the biggest, but I would imagine that given the importance of Israel, the U.S. would probably build an embassy in Jerusalem that would be possibly the largest, bigger than the one in Baghdad, bigger than the one in Amman, Jordan.
Dr. Sorensen, this is a major announcement by the president, and I really appreciate you weighing in on this and giving us your insight. And with your background in the Middle East, it is excellent.
Well, thanks for calling me, Dan. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Dr. Sorensen. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. David Sorensen, Air War College, Middle East expert, going to be back right after this.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Brubaker Motors. What's new at Brubaker? It's our end-of-the-year sale. All remaining 2017 models must go. Come see us or go online at brubaker.com for our specials. The all-new Kia Stinger GT sedan with 360 horsepower. Available soon. Kia, for the second year in a row, is number one in J.D. Power initial quality, edging out Porsche for the second year. See our other models, all value-priced, ready to sell. Our Prattville and Montgomery Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat locations. Great deals this month on our huge selection of Ram trucks, especially during hunting season. Throw all the kids into the back of the Pacifica, a new type of people mover, and the always popular, great to drive anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee, the leader in SUVs for decades. Infiniti, sporty luxury, the all-new QX30 compact SUV crossover, or the carry everything in style QX80, big enough to carry all your stuff but nimble as a cat. Hundreds to choose from. And don't forget our award-winning service departments. All locations have express oil change, all value priced and convenient. Only at Brubaker Motors.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Well, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have green fields that need to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
A bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit can make any morning special. Now two for just $3.50 only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time. Single item at regular price.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You blog, vlog, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throw back Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it.
Your wait is over. Your favorite McRib sandwich is back. Pick up a McRib extra value meal now for just $4.99 only at McDonald's. At participating stores for a limited time, single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
While most of us will be planning the next big holiday meal, hundreds of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to join our holiday food drive to help feed those in need. Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery or Prattville and help stuff our Sprinter van with food to be delivered to hungry families. Montgomery Eye Physicians, here to help you see life clearly. Visit our station website for more info. The Holiday Food Drive from Montgomery Eye and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This morning, my teenager showed me her wish list. What was at the top? Yep, a new car. I told her there's no way we can add a car payment this time of year. Then a little elf told me about ASE Credit Union's No Pay for 90 Days offer. ASE has super low auto loan rates, and I'll get approved faster than Santa can squeeze down the chimney. I can give my daughter the gift she really wants and pay off the holidays before I start paying on her car. That's what I call a Christmas miracle. ASE Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. They say Al Franken has to go. A group of senators, at least 10 Democrats like Franken, are telling him to step aside over accusations he's kissed or groped women against their will. Kirsten Gillibrand from New York says over this past year,
"We've learned a very unfortunate truth, that sexual assault and sexual harassment in the workplace are much more pervasive than anyone could have thought."
And his office has just said Senator Franken will have an announcement to make tomorrow. He has said he's sorry but had no plans to resign. President Trump says a government shutdown could happen Saturday.
The Democrats are really looking at something that is very dangerous for our country.
As part of legislation to fund the federal government passed Friday, Democrats want protection from deportation for immigrants brought here illegally as kids. President Trump canceled the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program effective in March. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we've got a raw winter's forecast for the next few days, and it gets a little bit more complicated later in the week. For today, a cold, wet day, a little breezy, the rain mostly light, temperatures steady or falling. I think we'll reach the low 40s by this afternoon. Tonight, a cold rain, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely, high in the mid-40s at best. Late Thursday night, there could be a brief interruption in the rain before another surge of precipitation comes in Friday morning. On Friday, rain mixed with a little bit of wet snow, temperatures steady around 39. Accumulation is not likely. Then a cold day Saturday, but the sun is back out, high in the upper 40s, and a cold night Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. What woman wouldn't love a pair of stunning and elegant diamond earrings from Cronier's? Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever. Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Stunning diamond bracelets are available in breathtaking designs at Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Big day today with Donald Trump's announcement that he intends to start the process that the United States will recognize the capital of Israel is, in fact, Jerusalem. Though President Trump did also say this is not to close off any chance or negotiation at peace, including possibly having a portion of the old city as the Palestinian capital. He's leaving that up still to the parties at the table, at the negotiating table. But again, huge announcement. Donald Trump has moved the process to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the process of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Dan had to step out for a moment. He'll be right back here in a second. But joining me on the phone now is Bob, 272-9228, if you want to call in. Bob, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. And I said a little brief appreciation when you answered my call, but I just had to call in and find out a little bit more information about your program yesterday evening.
Oh, mine yesterday?
Yes, it was so enjoyable. I didn't get the beginning to know whom you were interviewing or who was on the program. But that was so, I could have listened to that for hours because y'all complimented each other. Yeah. I just enjoyed hearing the things she said and the
That person, just to cut to the chase, is Sarah Thornton. She's the artistic director for the Cloverdale Playhouse right off Fairview there. And, I had a wonderful discussion with her. She and I look forward to having her back. Gotten to know her over the years. That's a nice compliment. Thank you, Bob.
Well, it was fabulous. I mean, I wouldn't have called. I could, like I say, I'm pretty critical of comments people make, but I couldn't say one thing but applause for everything, and y'all interact.
Bob, that's great. Thank you. Appreciate that. He really appreciates that. I just got back into the studio. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I don't know of anything else I could add, but thank you for listening on call.
Thank you. 272-9228.
I just came in saying this is a huge, huge news day. Did you see the image of the United States flag projected on that looked like the West Wall, the Wailing Wall.
Did I see that?
And then they put up the Israeli flag. It's huge ramifications. I think Dr. Sorensen laid it out fairly dispassionately and very effectively.
He did. He did a very good job with that. That's why we call on him, without a doubt. Let's kind of say we've got a representative from the Roy Moore campaign coming in at 1 o'clock, so
man,
need to get that going. We've got a busy day here. Let's listen to Richard Engel kind of give his take on the recognizing Jerusalem as the capital.
This would be a significant step, not just a symbolic step. And there is real tension in this city this morning. There have already been some demonstrations. They are expected to intensify, with Palestinians calling for 3 days of rage if President Trump goes through with it. Palestinians took to the streets to oppose what they say is a needless and provocative move by President Trump, giving Israel what it has long wanted, recognition of its claim to all of the city of Jerusalem. U.S. government employees and their families have been ordered for their safety to stay out of Palestinian areas today, including the center of Jerusalem and the nearby city of Bethlehem. For Israelis, the U.S. is merely recognizing land they already control.
This is our country. This is the promised land. This is the promised city. This is the capital of Israel.
For Palestinians, however, it's a sign the peace process hasn't worked for them.
We are the land owners of this land. We are the owners of this place. We were here before any other.
So that was Richard Engel talking about, and this is very major that's out here. So let's go to the second part of this story.
So what's the issue? Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem to be their capital. Israelis say the United City is the heart of a Jewish state reaching back thousands of years. Palestinians say East Jerusalem, home to Islam's third holiest mosque, should be the capital of their future state. This was never an easy dispute. Sorting out who controls what in Jerusalem was the core of the U.S.-sponsored peace process, the subject of decades of talks. Talks now thrown into disarray. White House officials say the president today will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and order the State Department to initiate the process of moving the U.S. embassy to the city from Tel Aviv. U.S. officials say a location in Jerusalem has yet to be chosen and that the embassy move will take years. It's a move opposed by many across the Muslim world who wonder why President Trump's first foray into Middle East diplomacy was to upend it. Turkey, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, China, Egypt, and a whole host of other countries, including just this morning, the Vatican City with the Pope making a statement, have all expressed concern about what this statement, this anticipated statement from President Trump could do, and several of the countries calling on the president not to make it.
Let's go to the phones and go to Ferris. Ferris, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. Is this Dan?
This is.
Dan, this is exactly the reason why we formed Yankees for Roy Moore, because Trump follows up on his campaign promises, and Roy Moore is desperately needed in the Senate to back up Donald Trump so that he can continue to survive in the White House under the attack that he's under by the CIA and the military right now. Forming a silent coup to remove him from office. So Yankees for Trump has been followed by Yankees for Roy Moore. And we're in Montgomery now, hoping that we can embolden Roy and his supporters to elect him to the Senate. What are our chances, Dan?
I think they're right now fairly good. There's a new poll that just came out that we're going to be talking about in just a little bit from a very reliable polling company that's been extraordinarily accurate on the U.S. Senate race.
Well, I wonder if we'll be warmly accepted here, considering that we are openly Yankees. We've come out of the closet here.
Ferris, where are you from?
Originally from New York City.
That's New York City? No, Ferris, let me tell you something. You're going to find Alabama in general, Montgomery in particular, very open arms to people from elsewhere. This is a very loving and friendly state.
Yeah, but it is because of people like Moore and his character and his ethics and his courage. See, courage is what we're missing. Roy Moore stood up to the stinking lawyers with robes, they're called judges, who gave us the queermarriage.com. Have you been to queermarriage.com?
I have not.
Well, go look at queermarriage.com.
Let's not. Ferris.
What?
We don't need to.
It's a website.
I know. We don't need to repeat that name, though. But go ahead.
Why? It's a good. It's a good. It's
Ferris,
a website.
Ferris.
What?
Where are you calling from?
I thought you were going to be warm.
Where are you calling from?
Montgomery.
You're calling from Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
I was just wondering where you're calling from.
Oh, well, anyway, I thought I told you earlier, we arrived here the other day, had a stop at Myrtle Beach along the way, and then through Nashville and on to Alabama, because we've got to get Roy elected. There are so many idiots and underinformed people who...
Ferris, we're doing... Everybody's doing their part here. Thanks for the telephone call. Enjoy your stay in Montgomery, Ferris. News Talk 90, he's the one that called from South Carolina that day.
Yeah, and he seems passionate, but there's plenty of passion to go around. I think he's going to find that there are a lot of people who already agree with him. Not too much work needs to be done.
Yeah, exactly. With that, let's... Roy Moore campaign. Now... I want you guys to listen in on this thing, because this is CBS's take on the Roy Moore campaign.
President Trump's former chief strategist is bashing fellow Republicans to defend Roy Moore. Steve Bannon joined the GOP Senate candidate in Alabama last night, telling a rally that sexual misconduct allegations against Moore were a setup. That's his words. At least nine women accuse Moore of wrongdoing. Manuel Bajorquez is in Fairhope, Alabama, the scene of the rally.
That special Senate election here is less than a week away. Roy Moore and his opponent, Doug Jones, held perhaps their most combative rallies to date yesterday. Jones says it's a referendum on human decency. Moore supporter Steve Bannon says it's a referendum on Washington elites.
With Flake and Romney and McConnell and the whole crowd, this is the scam. They don't mind giving up a seat to a Democrat.
Steve Bannon swung at several so-called establishment Republicans Tuesday, particularly Mitt Romney, who tweeted, "No vote is worth losing their honor and integrity."
While we're on the subject of Vietnam and honor and integrity, you avoided service, brother. You went to France to be a missionary while guys were dying in rice paddies in Vietnam. Do not talk to me about honor and integrity.
That was Steve Bannon. And the Morning Joe and those folks went crazy over the statement. Absolutely crazy. Let's go to Big Bird. Big Bird, welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, Brother Dan.
Good morning.
I was born and raised in the Chicago area up in Illinois, but I got here as soon as I could.
better late than never.
Yes, sir. I got here in 1970 and met a Southern girl, and it was over for me.
There you go.
Been here ever since. Hey, there's one thing about this Roy Moore thing I wanted to bring up, and I hope to hear you talk about that in a little few minutes or so. But, you know, they have already said they're going to try to refuse to seat him, which they cannot do so constitutionally. The only thing they can do is to immediately convene an ethics council and have a hearing to determine whether or not he should be removed. That's my understanding anyway. And you know, looking at all the corruption and garbage and all of the sexual harassment that's coming out on all these senators, that's a fight I want to see, brother. I'm voting for Roy Moore. If nothing else, Trump gave him a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, and I think if we elect Roy Moore, it's going to give him another poke in the other eye with a sharp stick. So I just want to see that fight happen. I want to see that hearing, and I'm definitely going for Roy Moore, because every time these people start this kind of stuff and it goes public, they end up making fools of themselves. So it's just, you know, if Roy Moore survives the hearing, we win. And if he doesn't survive the hearing, we still win. And it's just too important to vote for anybody else.
Big Bird, I appreciate your telephone call. That will be something to watch if the Ethics Committee does decide to cite him. But the strategy may be a little bit different than to expel him. It may be to embarrass him. Versus expelling. I think it would be very difficult to expel somebody for something that happened 40 years ago.
They still can't stop him from voting. They can embarrass him all they want to, but they can't stop him from voting. And that's the key issue right there.
I hear you. I'm just telling you the way I see it. Big Bird, you have a great day. New Star 93.1, Red Top, coming back to you right after this. Ride alone through the heartache and pain. Ride alone.
Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The liberal establishment will say anything to stop Roy Moore, but we know better.
Roy Moore is a man of character. He knows what it means to serve.
I definitely believe the establishment is trying to stop Roy Moore.
Judge Roy Moore will bring a flashlight of accountability to Washington, D.C.
Education is important in my generation. Judge Roy Moore is a leader that I can trust.
Judge Roy Moore will stand for the rights of the unborn.
I'm a mom. I carry to protect my family. Judge Roy Moore will stand for the Second Amendment.
Yes, Roy Moore stands for securing the border, conservative judges, tax cuts, and rebuilding the military. Here's what our Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump said about Moore's opponent, Doug Jones.
We don't need a liberal person in there, Jones. I've looked at his record. It's terrible on crime, bad on borders, bad with the military, bad for the Second Amendment.
Roy Moore, the right choice for Alabama.
My name's Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
We're Montgomery, Alabama, the place where the bus boycott gave birth to the civil rights movement. Did you know we are also a high-tech hub for education, on the cutting edge of the nation's cyber defense, and home to one of the few internet exchanges in the Southeast? Great shopping, fine dining, a symphony orchestra, one of the largest Shakespearean theaters in the world, and 90 city parks. The capital of dreams. Proud of our past, poised for the future.
Visit DreamMontgomery.com today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, good wintry day, gentlemen.
Man.
I got here, didn't you?
It really, gosh, I went to the gym early this morning. I froze to death.
Yeah, and it's getting colder, man. Temperature's done dropped about 5 degrees since you went to the gym.
So. I know.
Get ready. I'm very proud of Donald Trump for moving the embassy. I wasn't aware either that the past four presidents had called for that. And I think it's great. I think now's the time to do it. The Middle East is so disorganized. It's a great time to move in while there's tons of changes going on, don't you think?
Well, it's not a quick thing to do. Let me tell you, embassies are that you got to build them, you got to secure them. They've got all sorts of counterintelligence devices that have to be built into the system. You have to have a quiet room, you know, all sorts of things.
Yeah, but I mean, they build these embassies all over the world. I have a customer whose daughter is working on embassies for Cadell.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a lot of customers who used to work for Cadell and Blunt, stuff like that.
Yeah, Cadell's a great firm, but you don't plant seeds and they grow like overnight. This is it's a long time to do, which Dr. Sorensen basically said.
Yes, and I understand, but I'm glad to see somebody have the cojones to do it. One other point I would like to discuss, and you will probably talk about it later. Last night on the news, NPR, CBS, everybody, this sexual harassment thing is really getting weird and out of proportion. It is the war on men. The hell with the war on women. And, you know, when they take John Conyers' picture and put Donald Trump's right up next to it and try to make a point out of it, pisses me off. That's all I gotta say.
So. Yeah, they... excuse me. A lot of people are asking for Al Franken's resignation today.
Well, this is all on the premise to get Donald Trump out of office. That's not going to work, but I'm tired of the war on men. You know, it's happening. I've never seen it like this before. And golly Moses, we got to fight back, fellas. Let's not bend the knee. These folks ain't Jesus Christ. They ain't worth kneeling for or genuflecting on a Catholic level. So, thank you, fellas.
Thanks, Red Top. Let me go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, how are you?
Joe, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I was just curious, who is this Highway 31 pack that's running this Roy Moore Molested Santa Claus's Helper ad?
Well, I'll tell you something. I've got a guy that's going to be that's in the studio that I'm going to be interviewing next hour named Ben Dupree. Ben Dupree knows a little bit about almost everything on Earth.
Whoever Highway 31 is, they must think we are a bunch of morons.
Ben, she's asking the question, who is Highway 31?
You want me to jump into it?
Yep.
Ooh, Highway 31 we don't know much about it. We know it's a front group. We know there's Obama people that have raised, $2 million, a lot of it in IOUs. They have a one-page webpage. They are basically trying to steal this election. They're spreading lies about they're doing voter intimidation ads.
Oh, man, I tell you, front page of the newspaper, anti-Moore ad misleading, John Merrill says.
Yeah, that's Secretary of State saying that this is voter intimidation, this is misleading ad. They're spreading new lies about Judge Moore that not even any women have alleged against him. So this is the acorn of 2017. This is... We think Obama, we think outside money is behind it, but they have delayed their reporting until after the election. So
of course.
It's a shadow
group. Yeah, true Republican. You remember that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
But with it being Highway 31, that has to be somebody local. Right?
Yeah, somebody outside of Birmingham, because that's where Highway 31 is.
Yeah, I was just curious. I flip it over every time I see it, I guess. If this was Easter instead of Christmas, it'd be Roy Moore molested the Easter bunny.
Joe, you're funny. You make me laugh, girl.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. So we have 2 minutes, 1 minute.
We need to hit the break here.
Got to hit the break. Yeah. Okay, guys. We got Ben Dupree from Roy Moore Campaign. Old friend, matter of fact. Good to have him back here. Last time I saw you, I think you were at Pepper Tree something. News on 93.1, Damar Show. We're going to be back with Ben Dupree right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.